friends, have you noticed that there are times when it seems that Satan is getting the best of us? When everything is going against us, and we are in the middle of one of the greatest battles in our lives. Have you noticed how easy it is to live for God and to trust Him when all is going well? But not so easy to do when there is a weight of the whole world upon your shoulders. Sadly, many Christians bail out on God as soon as the storms get rough. Friends, I believe that God wants to develop our faith, to renew our strength, to help us to rise above the situations of life and to endure all hardships. He doesn't want us to give up, to get disheartened, and to fail. Our text for today says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Our second verse in our text from Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all of your iniquity and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." In the scriptures, God has likened these people to many things. For example, they are described as being like branches on a vine, trees by the river, a light on the hill, sheep, salt, a runner in a race, a wrestler, a soldier, and in our text, an eagle. Today we want to focus our attention on some of the facts of an eagle, the eagle's way of life, and from them discover some spiritual truths that will help us in becoming God's eagle Christians. Amen. 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 Isn't that a lovely picture? Aren't you glad it's an eagle that, and not one of the other birds that God has chosen to identify us with? He could have likened us to a variety of other birds if He had so desired, because we sometimes display their characteristics. And so I borrowed some illustrations from Joyce Meyer in her book, Don't Give Up. And I want to talk about some of the other birds and see the similarities and how they remind us of ourselves or other members of the body of Christ. The first one I want to start off with is a chicken. A chicken. Chickens are generally afraid of life. They seldom fly. Sometimes they go running and they take off about this high and land again. They seldom fly. They seldom reach their potential in life. Chickens are basically, they just basically flap around the chicken yard or the barnyard. Their lives consist of walking around scratching in the dirt for grubs and worms. They spend most of their lives not looking around, looking up, say, wow. No, they look on the ground. They're looking down. they never look up. I read that if there's a bug can be laying on the ground for hours, they'll just keep walking. But let one take that bug, the battle is on. When the storms rise, they run like crazy for safety with other chickens, and they huddle in fear. If we could liken this to a Christian, friends, it would be the person who, when difficulties come, don't look up to God for a solution. But they run and hide in a safe place. They are full of fear, and they always look down in the dumps. I have seen a few chickens. Chicken Christians. One who wants to live for Jesus, friends, cannot live this way. We are told, it's not on the screen, but in Romans 8:37, that we are more than conquerors. Through him who loved us. Jesus himself said in John 16, verse 33, be of good cheer, man. I have overcome the world. And in Proverbs 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health.
Amen.
You know, some people, they're not living like this, friends. Don't you just hate it when you ask them how they're doing? None of them are here, but you know, chicken living is so limited, so confining, so predictable, so boring.
Amen.
Let's consider the magpie. These are the birds I call the bullies in the bird kingdom.
Yes.
They swoop down and harass other animals and people. I know of a fellow who was riding his bike only to wake up and find himself in hospital. What happened? Magpie dive bombed him and knocked him out. Friends, they do not know how to be nice and pleasant and are rude and pushy. They love abusing others. They spend their lives abusing others. And this is the type of Christian who loves to abuse others. You know, a lady said, God put me in this church to sort you out. God put me here to watch over you, to control you, to correct you. I thought, man, you're just a magpie. No, I didn't say that. Friends, this the magpie kind of Christian are selfish and arrogant and self-centered to a point of rudeness. They're always putting somebody in their place. One lady used to love to tell me years ago, Pastor, I just tore a strip of him. Man, don't be a magpie. The scripture says, you know, they disrespect and cause much harm in the body of Christ. But listen what Proverbs 13:6 says. Godliness guards the path of the blameless, but the evil are misled by sin. Then we come to the kookaburra. You know, I want you to go home and Google kookaburra. They are from Australia. They are loud. And when they try to sing, it sounds terrible. And it sounds like they're laughing. You won't believe it. They sound like they are laughing. But it's not like, it's like, you know, it's like a mocking laugh. They spend they live for about 20 years. Yeah, it's a bird that wants to make a joke of somebody else. Yeah, he's a bird that thinks life is just one big joke. But we would be like, we would liken this to a Christian who is never, who never takes living for Jesus very seriously. They, everything's a joke. They want to be the funny ones. You can be talking about something spiritual deep. They're killing themselves laughing. You know what they're doing? Belittling it. Making fun of it. Friends, they are not sensitive to others, and they tend to hurt, belittle, wound, and offend others from their behavior. The problem with these kinds of people is that they fail to realize how much they hurt others, and they seldom say sorry. We are not to have fun at somebody else's expense. We need to be sensitive and understanding to how we make others feel. The scripture says in Proverbs 15:13, a glad heart makes a happy face, a broken heart crushes the spirit. Don't be like a kookaburra. Everything is just hysterical. It's just laughing. And then we have birds called the vulture. You know the vultures. They do not enjoy life, and they'll make sure nobody else enjoys it. These birds are attracted to garbage and dead things. All that is rotten and corrupt and stinks attracts them. If we are to put this as a Christian, it would be the person who is glad when other people are struggling. Who's glad when other people fail or have problems or are miserable and sad. They love to rip people apart. To tear them to pieces with their mouths. They love to spread rumors, and they don't think anything of destroying a person or a ministry. They have the smell of death around them. Do you know Proverbs 13:2 says, wise words will win you a good meal, but treacherous people have an appetite for violence. We come to another bird, parrot or cockatoo. These are the talkers in the bird kingdom. They have the big talk, but they don't back it up with their walk. These are the birds that are like to talk a lot. There's about 353 different types of parrots and cockatoos. They are the big time talkers. Hey? And they remind me of the super spiritual Christians who can talk the talk but can't walk the walk. The parrot Christians have the head knowledge, but not the heart knowledge. They have the knowledge about God, but they do not have a personal relationship with Him. They can make lots of noise, but they do not have a holy life. They can talk about how to live, but they don't back it up by their actions because they have no experiences to show a holy life. Proverbs 14 verse 23 says, work brings profit, But mere talk leads to poverty.
Yeah.
One more bird, another bird. The cuckoo. Hey, you know the cuckoo. I was reading about it, I was YouTubing it, and I was just learning about this cuckoo bird. They love to sponge off other people, other birds. Sponge, sponge. Do you know that they don't ever build their own nest? That they go and lay their eggs in another bird's nest. That other bird comes along, mind his own business, sits on that egg. When that little bird hatches, the cuckoo doesn't come and say, "Hey, that's my child, man." But leaves the other birds to look after the child. I read the sentence. They are known as the worst mothers in the animal kingdom. The worst mothers in the animal kingdom. This would be like the Christian who doesn't like to work, who doesn't like to get involved, who just takes handouts. This would be like the Christian who will take credit for what other people are doing, even though they haven't done it themselves. They like to tell how things should be done. This is how you should do it. But they never do anything themselves. You know what Matthew 15:8 says? These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Proverbs 13:4 says, lazy people want much but get little, but those who work hard will prosper and be satisfied. Another bird. The peacock. The proud peacock. Helen was showing me some video. I love them. They're so beautiful, man. But this bird is very proud of itself. But yet it's just a bunch of feathers and a loud voice. This is a bird that struts around showing off. Hey! Look at me! They want everyone to know how beautiful they are. They spot a group of people, they start shaking those feathers.
Yeah. Those are the males.
They want everybody to know how beautiful they are. They have a better than thou attitude. And this is a Christian friend who is overly ambitious, worldly, full of pride. This type of Christian just loves when other people look at him. He is very much in love and impressed with himself. He feels superior to everybody else. He loves to strut his stuff, which is, of course, better than everybody else's stuff. And they do little or nothing for anybody else. They have huge egos, and they love to be stroked a lot. They love affirmation. They love confirmation. They love to be better. And there are a lot of self-centered Christians in the world today. Look what the Bible says. Proverbs 11:2. Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Proverbs 16 verse 18. Pride goes before destruction and haughtiness before a fall. Now we come to these cute little things called canaries. You know these little birds? Man, they are beautiful. They're cute. This bird does not enjoy the freedom that God has given it. These birds are beautiful and have the potential, but they spend their lives in a locked cage. Am I right? You know, Helen's mother had a few beautiful canaries. She loved to put them in the sun and let them enjoy and sing along and that. One day the door wasn't closed properly. Well, they got out, but they didn't go far. You could see them there. Because they don't know about freedom. But you couldn't catch them. I think maybe another vulture got hold of magpie or something. But friends, listen. Of all the birds, they're best at singing. They're good at singing. They know how to sing, but they remain locked in a cage that prevents them from a life of freedom. And a person who is like a canary seems to be awesome, but remain content to live below what God would like them to be. The cage for them is to perhaps stay in tradition. This is how we used to do it from 19 whatever, right? Okay, this is how we do it. They don't pray nothing, but we are, this is our tradition. And yet they live life as a caged life. And they miss out on the blessings that God has for them. A life that comes from being filled with the Holy Spirit. Sure, you look lovely. Sure, you sound lovely. But there's more, man. The God has set you free. You have the blessings. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Live life to the fullest. The Bible says that we are to be filled with the fullness of God. In Proverbs 13:9 it says, the life of the godly is full of life and joy, but the light of the wicked will be snuffed out. One more bird. That's a crow. You know, there are a lot of crows hanging around my house because Helen likes to feed them. And they come there and they sit on the fence and they like barking, they like they're mad. Come on! A crow lives a life that is out to take and not give. This bird lives a self-centered life. They are dirty, noisy, and they eat that which doesn't belong to them. Throw out some scrap, the crow will get it. You know, these smoky leg crows, they even eat curry, man. Their mouths are burning, but say, no, we don't care. They want it all for themselves. Other crow will come there, they'll yell at that crow. Another bird comes, they'll chase it. Crow away. Friends, they want it all for themselves. And now when I think of crow Christians, they do not care about the spiritual lives of others. And they want to bring them down and not lift them up. It is like the Christian who enjoys tearing down other churches. That makes me sick. Another Christian comes and uses his energy to say what's wrong with that church and what's wrong with that church. Nothing or anyone else in life matters. Only his selfish desires. This person thinks nothing of ruining someone else's reputation or ripping apart a church or ruining a pastor's ministry or a brother's ministry. This bird is one of the most cunning and dangerous birds in the animal kingdom. Listen what the Bible says in Proverbs 15:14. A wise person is hungry for knowledge. That's truth. But a fool feeds on trash. Amen. Now we come to the eagle. Amen. But first, let me tell you what happens. Do you know that the crows give the eagles a hard time?
Whoa!
Crows give eagles a rough time. I was showing Helen a picture. They jump on the eagle's back here. And while the eagle's flying, they're busy pecking, biting the neck of the eagle. They spend a great deal of time pestering an eagle. And the way the eagle gets rid of it, eagle goes higher and higher until the crow passes out for a lack of oxygen. He passes out. Yep, passes out. Sometimes there's things bugging us, pestering us as children of God. Go higher in the spirit, man. They can't stay there.
Amen.
It reminds me of one of my favorite verses, Isaiah 59:19. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it, against him. So yeah, you are. Yeah, the enemy comes, the Spirit of God raises a standard. Well, oh, I can do that too. The enemy comes, the Spirit of God raises a standard. Do you see that, friends? You just need to go higher than the pests that bother you. They fall out like for a lack of oxygen. Here's a revelation for you today, friends. You will never get rid of all the pests. However, living the eagle life, it's another story. When we hear the word eagle, our minds envisage an eagle soaring in the atmosphere, riding the wind currents high above the earth, majestic in appearance. And he is the king of the sky. He is the master of his domain. And with keen eyesight, he spies his prey and swoops down to earth with tremendous speed and snatches up its meal and soars back up to his nest to feed. And you know what? When the storms come, the eagle flies above the storm.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
There's the storm coming. Eagle flies above it. Somebody thought, what about when he's stuck there now? Well, you know, an eagle, he's got his feet on the rock. Amen? Yeah? You said, Keith, I didn't have time. It came upon me suddenly. I didn't have time to soar above it. You have your feet firmly placed on the rock, Jesus Christ.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Come on, stop acting like a magpie. No, you never, but I'm just saying that. It's just a joke. No wonder for centuries, friends. It has been recognized by nations, kingdoms, empires, and king as the king of the birds. The image has been reproduced on coins, on flags, on seals, on emblems. And God in his word tells us that of all the birds of the air, it is the eagle that his people are to be identified with. He is calling you and I to be spiritual eagles, friends. God desires to accomplish in our lives what the eagle parents accomplish in the eaglet's life. The description of a newborn eaglet is very similar to the description of a newborn Christian. Born with eyes wide open and mouths wide open, the eagle parents are kept busy filling the mouth, because the eaglet has an insatiable desire for food. Our Heavenly Father, friends, is like those eagle parents with us, these eaglets. He tells us in Psalm 81, verse 10, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open thou thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. God knows what we need to eat to grow on. Matthew 7, verse 11 says this, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? As Christians, we are not forsaken. We're not left on our own just because we're going through a difficult time. The word eagle means one feeding with the beak. One feeding with the beak. What a wonderful image of God feeding his own with the words from his mouth. Matthew 4 verse 4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We must have a diet for God's word, friends. Some Christians never grow and never mature in their Christian walk. Why? Because they refuse to be weaned from the milk of the word. They just want milk of the word. They choke up every time they eat the meat of the word. God doesn't want us or his children to remain baby-like forever. He wants his children to grow up and mature in him. But you know what? You got to eat right. You got to have the word of God. He fills your mouth with good things so that you may grow and mature, friends. Let's go back to the newborn eaglet. You know, the parent eagles have built comfortable nest high on the rocky cliffs of a mountain, usually sharp rocks where they are hanging out, but they pad these rocks, sharp rocks, with rabbit or animal fur, safe from all enemies and snuggled under the parents' protecting wings. The young ones are watched and every need is met. Psalm 91 verse 1 and 2 and 4 speaks of the scene with these words. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. Isn't that marvelous? Life in the nest for the young eaglet is so wonderful. This is the life. I'm living the dream, thinks the eaglet. I can stay here forever, man. It's so lovely. But soon they discover that eagles were born to fly. They are meant to soar to heavenly heights, to breathe in heavenly air. Their very nature demands it. It has been placed there by God. Friends, just as it is with earthly eagles, and so it is with God's spiritual eagles, we too are made to experience heavenly heights in the spirit. We too are to spread our wings of faith and ride the heavenly winds of the Holy Spirit. It is inherent in us. It is our new nature as believers. It demands that we do this. It's placed there by God the Father as eaglets of God. There is an inborn tendency for us to mount up and soar to spiritual levels we have never experienced before. Two verses. Colossians 3 verse 1 and 2. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind, set your affection on the things above, not on the things of this earth. Ephesians 2 verse 4 to 6. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and he has made us to sit. We can put the word soar together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm going to come to an end, friends. Have you soared lately? Have you soared lately, friends? That's what eagles do. And God is calling us to be spiritual eagles. Don't settle to be a chicken, a magpie, a vulture, a peacock, a crow. Don't settle for those types of existence. God sees you as a majestic eagle in the spiritual realm. You say, well, Keith, I like just scratching in the dirt. Stop it! One day a farmer found an eagle egg. He took it to the hen house and placed it under the sitting hen, who had several eggs under her. In time, all the eggs hatched, and out the shell of that eagle came to the mother hen, the oddest looking chicken she had ever seen, with the oddest voice she had ever heard. When the other chicks chirped, this one would screech. When the mother hen clucked, all but this ugly one would come running. There simply seemed to be no understanding between them. They spoke two different languages. So because he was odd, all the others pecked at him. Of course, he was odd. He was an eagle who was trying to live the chicken life. One day, while he was in the barnyard, a huge shadow passed over him. It was the father eagle soaring high above. Father eagle looked down and saw the little eaglet. Seeing it as one of his own kind, Father Eagle swooped down, giving a loud screech. The young eaglet looked up. Father Eagle said to the eaglet, "What are you doing down there? You are not a chicken. You're an eagle. Eagles aren't made for barnyard living. The heavens are your domain. Come up here." Now the little fellow wondered what to do. Up to now, the barnyard had been home to him. But he really hadn't been happy there. He just didn't seem to fit in with barnyard living. And all of a sudden, the truth of who he was hit him. He discovered his true identity. Father Eagle had given to him. He wasn't a chicken. He was an eagle. And deep down inside him, he felt the urge to respond to Father Eagle. But when he tried, he couldn't seem to get off the ground. Father Eagle screeched again. Just make a jump and flap your wings. You can fly if you try. The little eagle made a feeble jump, flapped his wings, and landed on top of the barnyard fence post. Father Eagle screeched again, "Child, jump higher, try again. Make the jump, and I'll sweep under you and carry you on my wings." Little Eaglet did what Father Eagle asked him to do, and Father did what he said he would do. A mighty jump of faith, and Little Eagle was riding on Father's eagle wings on his first flight into the heavenly realm. Friends, come on. Look up now. Look up. Be encouraged. It is your Father working in your life. He's getting you to get ready to mount up with wings like eagles, to spread your wings of faith and fly. God doesn't want us to settle for a barnyard walk. He's determined that we're going to mount up with wings as an eagle. I'm going to leave out a bunch. Instead, when we mount up with wings like eagles, it enables us to pray more, meditate on God's word more, enjoy godly fellowship more, think heavenly thoughts and become Christ-focused, study the word of God more, and share of God's goodness more. Friends, wait upon the Lord. Come on. Put your faith in Him and trust in His word, and He will let you soar above this world. I challenge you, friends, I encourage you to become an eagle Christian. Now, I'm not talking about some New Age rubbish, right? I am talking about the Word of God, and I'm comparing it. Do you see that, friends? We have to leave the life of the other nine birds. I have mentioned eagles are bold and strong and courageous and have good attitudes and are committed and reliable and devoted as they live their lives. They are the ones who face the storms and fly into them and use the storms to become stronger. They know how to stand alone in the storm and to fly above the clouds of darkness and destruction. If you are facing a trial now, some of your trials are financial trials. Some of your storms are physical and mental and emotional and relational and so on. Whatever you're going through, friends, whatever your greatest trial and test is right now, lift up your head. Amen.
Amen.
Look to Jesus, because your answer is ready, already on the way. Don't allow Satan to destroy your victory or to rob you of your joy. Don't allow him to convince you that all is lost. Don't listen to his deceiving, lying voice. Listen to the voice of the Lord, friends, and the word of God, and lift up your head, for your redemption is closer than you think. Wait upon the Lord. Put your faith and trust in him. And let your spirit soar above this world.
Yes.
Friends, it's important to know who you are or who we are in Christ. Hey, when God looks at you, he sees you as a majestic eagle, a winner, a champion, a person of valor. Not someone dragging their feet and looking all pathetic and feeling sorry for oneself. We are more than conquerors. And when the storms come, we must learn to soar above them and wait on God. It's about time to start setting our eyes on things above, things of the kingdom. Amen. Let me close with this verse again. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Maybe you're struggling, friends, with a situation in your life. You're saying, Keith, you know what? I would really love to be like an eagle, a spiritual eagle. Well, I'm struggling like a canary. I look nice, I sing nice, but I'm in a cage. Or I am so weak in this area, in the spiritual realm, I look like a vulture of some kind. It's easy for me to criticize and mock other people. It's easy for me to be hard on other people. Friends, if there's someone here who needs prayer, say, Keith, you know what? Just pray for me. You can lift up your hand and put it down again. Thank you, 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 thank you. We're not here to mock you, friends. We're not here to look and laugh at you because you're struggling. We're here to encourage you, to build you up in the most holy faith. Is there somebody at home who would like me to pray for you? You can just indicate and I will remember you in prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Father, while we all look lovely like eagles, like canaries, we sing nicely, you heard us. We're struggling, Lord. We struggle, Lord, with so many different things. Storms come upon us, we get beaten up. We get beaten up by other people. Our own families sometimes. We don't know what to do. But today you reminded us with a simple bird called the eagle of how you want us to be, Lord. And this morning we pray that you will touch our lives, that you will renew our strength, Lord. That we will mount up with wings like eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. We will not give up, Lord, in spite of what's happening around us, that we will know the victory in you. Help everyone, Lord, at home, those, Lord, who will watch later, to turn to you, to keep our eyes fixed on you, the author and finisher of our faith, the pioneer and the companion of our faith, one who has gone before and one who stands next to us. Help us, Lord, not to give up, not to give up. Help everyone, Lord. And we know that you will, Lord, because you do hear and answer prayer. Help everyone, Lord, especially those who raise their hands and said, it's me. I need prayer. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing one of my favorite songs, but I chose this song because of the words, hold me close, let your love surround me, bring me near, draw me to your side. And as I wait, I'll rise up like an eagle and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Let's stand and sing that song for some.